increasing vibration and spirituality and consciousness, and speeding up our awakening consciousness. It's about as we raise our vibration, we change our consciousness. Another book, Masaru Emoto's Hidden Messages of Water, suggests that thoughts, words, the spoken word, even the written word has a vibration. For example, in some of his experiments, he had children looking at a tube of water saying, "I love you," or "Happy birthday." And then looking at the water crystals under a microscope versus sending things like, "I hate you," or angry thoughts. And the water crystals were very different. So somehow thought and word has a vibration. Even the superstring theory of physics is about vibration. And it suggests that the primary forces of nature are all the same kind of force, just vibrating at different levels of speed. And actually, that's what Edgar Cayce suggested, that somehow all the building blocks of creation, everything is God's stuff. Everything's part of the creative forces, just manifesting at a different level of vibration. In fact, in more than 2,500 readings, Cayce suggested that vibrations are the building blocks of all of creation and have an impact upon everything, everything we can imagine. Things like consciousness, healing, perception, our senses, matter, people and animals, places, even thoughts. Everything is a part of vibration. In fact, if we can imagine some of the